Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So this new movie, Going in Style, it's basically the same as the old movie, Going in Style, from 1979, where three retired guys decide to rob a bank. The original had George Burns, Art Carney, and Lee Strasberg. In this new one, it's an equally esteemed group of Oscar winners, Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and Alan Arkin. This time, though, they're not pulling a heist because they're looking for purpose in old age like in the first one. Nah, these guys are angry because their bank screwed them and their pension got lost too. Now, most old guys who were angry, what did they do? Well, they just voted for Trump. These guys decide to rob the bank. It's kind of like that movie from last year, Hell or High Water, except Hell or High Water had more laughs, which is a problem because that was a violent action drama and Going in Style is supposed to be a comedy. These sorts of old guys do crazy thing comedies. They're usually bad, right? I mean, you gotta have respect for these actors, though, and they do have their charms, even in this contrived fantasy cartoon that really only gets by on what these old pros can do. They don't make fools of themselves and do embarrassing things that are beneath them, like the relatively younger Robert De Niro does on a regular basis. But if you take the stupid bank robbery out of this movie, it's better, because when they're not planning or doing a caper, they do what most old guys do. They sit around and eat at the diner, at the neighborhood club, or in front of the TV making jokes while watching The Bachelor. That stuff is the best part of the movie. And a movie is respectful to older gentlemen. I mean, even about sex. Alan Arkin gets it on with Anne Margaret. And let me tell you something. Anne Margaret is without a doubt the Anne Margaret of 75-year-olds, if you know what I mean. But when they do it, it's not dumb. Shoplifting at the supermarket, robbing a bank, that's dumb. Not because these guys are old either, but just because it's dumb and stupid and not done very well, where you even root for these guys. So when you really come down to it, Going in Style, it's not a movie that measures up to dropping a buck at the show. It's pretty much basic cable material, which is where it's going to be in a not-too-distant future, hopefully while these guys are still alive. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.